All right, Coach, let's just pick up where we left off there. It feels like a quick turnaround for you. Your group played in the spring and had a good run, but here you are back in August working out again.
Yeah, definitely was excited. I mean, with that whole COVID situation, I was just really happy that I had a great group of seniors that just graduated and had the opportunity to get to play more football because that was really up in the air all year. So pretty crazy we're starting football practice 2 months after finishing our last game.
Yeah, what kind of experience was that to play in the spring, because that was new for everybody?
Yeah, kind of readjusting things. Like, I know a lot of teams started off at their camp last week. We made the choice because we got pretty beat up in the spring season to just focus on weight room and getting healthy. So we haven't started anything till yesterday, and just get our guys healthy and ready to go for this season.
And despite all those obstacles, you guys had a pretty good run, 5-2 during that limited schedule, got to the playoffs, kind of upset by Sand Creek, but still a pretty good year for your bunch.
Yeah, definitely. I think when it got came down, when you're in the final eight or any of those types of times when you're in the playoffs, I mean, get hats off to Sand Creek. They're little number one. They had a heck of a game against us. We had a hard time stopping them, so credit for them getting us. But I think at that level, we were all pretty close in terms of talent level that we could have moved on another week as well.
Yeah, I thought that was the most competitive division in the spring schedule. But looking to this year, probably first order of business is finding a quarterback. Matty Gillis, fine career for you, but he's since graduated.
Yeah, and one of the things, the biggest thing about Matty that I don't know everyone understands is what a leader he was. I mean, from weight room, classroom, to just everything that he did for the team, an exceptional kid to be around. So those are going to be big shoes to fill. Cade Snyder is going to be a junior. We're really excited about his football abilities. I think he's going to bring some great things to our team. So definitely fun for Cade to step up and have opportunity, but definitely big shoes to fill with Matty graduating.
One thing, though, that I'm sure helps him and the coaching staff is you've got a dynamic backfield coming back for you.
Yeah, Cole Dombrowski is just another one of those kids that you're lucky to coach. He's going to be a three-year starter for us. Just weight room kid, classroom kid, everything that you want for as a coach. Gavin Webb is an all-state returning player for us. I think, honestly, one of the best backs in the state of Colorado. Definitely one of the best backs in 2A football.
Another weapon you have on the outside, Sam Sherry. He's coming off a pretty good year during COVID as well.
Yeah, and he's linebacker is really where he leads us, but he's just becoming more and more valuable on offense. I think he'll continue those things. Another all-state kid coming from the spring that we're expecting big things from this season.
All right. What about the guys up front? I know you want to run the football, especially early as the quarterback adjusts, but do you have the horses up front to go with that talented backfield?
Yeah, we returned some starters. Our center, Gage Royce, is a two-year starter. He's going to be a two-year starter. His brothers were twins for us, were our quarterback and guard a couple years ago.
Yep.
When we started to get this thing going. So, I mean, he has that brother bloodline of just love football, do everything we ask. So we're pretty lucky with a returning starting center. Ryan Jang is going to be another kid up front that I think is going to have he started for us last year, but I think he's going to be that much better this year. J.J. Segal, who's a junior, is a big, strong, physical kid that I think is going to make a lot of noise in 2A football this year. And then we're moving a sophomore kid. His last name's Johnston, so anyone that watched the Cowboys, his uncle's Daryl Johnston.
Oh, wow.
His older brother played for us a couple years ago as an all-state tight end, and I think Noah's going to really surprise some people up front with how big and physical he is.
Yeah, got good genes, obviously, there. What about defense? What do you like out of your bunch as you get set to open the year in a couple of weeks?
We return a good core of our linebackers. We're definitely going to have to work on our defensive end. But linebackers and secondary, we feel like we returned some good kids, and we'll be able to find those pieces and have quite a bit of success on that side of the ball as well.
All right. You made a comment a couple of minutes ago about when we got this thing started. You've really turned Basalt into a program. Some teams come out of nowhere and have a good class and win a few games and have a good run and then fall back. You haven't done that, even though you've lost a couple of good classes. So you've really built a good program out there.
Yeah, which I think is really credit to my administration supporting it. I have a great coaching staff. I mean, most of my coaching staff has been with me almost my entire time as head coach, so I think that continuity on the field is huge. And then it really comes down to your kids. I mean, my kids, I say this to anyone, but I mean, my kids work their tails off. We do 6:15 in the morning weight room during the summer, and I have a great turnout at 6:15 in the morning all summer long.
Wow, 6:50, you're nuts, Coach. Anyway, good schedule to get started. Faith Christian's going to be a good test. Glenwood Springs, a bigger school. You got familiar with them last year. Woodland Park's been pretty good of late. Battle Mountain, a bigger school. So before you get to league, you've got some tests here.
Yeah, we knew last year with our graduating senior class we were going to be pretty tough, so we wanted to make sure that we were giving the kids every opportunity to show what they had. I think this group's in the exact same situation where I'm excited for my junior and senior classes, which have been working their tails off to get to play some of the better programs in the state and see exactly where we are at that non-conference.
All right, and then Delta Rifle, obviously it seems like those are the two games that you got to get by for the league championship, and you have them back-to-back late in the year.
Yeah, those are going to be gigantic games. And I just think our 2A Western Slope, and I know everyone thinks their league is one of the best leagues in the state, but I really believe that 2A Western Slope with Rifle, Delta, I think Moffitt's much improved. Aspen runs a really good spread offense. I just feel like every team in our 2A Western Slope is pretty tough. And, yeah, and what's weird with this COVID season is usually you have a really good idea what people are bringing back, because some of us play in the fall, some of us play in the spring. We might not know each other quite as well as we think just because we had a year without seeing each other.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask. Is there advantage because, like, Delta played in the fall, you and Rifle played in the spring. Is there? Will that make a difference when you get to mid-October when you guys meet up?
I think one thing, because of, like, you only have so much time during the summer or spring camp to normally do it. Like I said, I mean, we're only 2 months from when we finished our last game. I think for us, that's another reason why we didn't do all that stuff, because we felt like our kids had been practicing quite a bit. So we'll see when it comes down to it. I still think it's going to come down to the execution and turnovers and then kids buy-in, just like every season, will still come down to be those number one factors.